This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of News Talk professionals like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. He's here from his podcast. He was let out of the cage to get here to do this program. There's a special cage that he has that he's designed for himself, for the evil thoughts that he has, to protect him from everybody else.
It's pretty profound. Yeah, and it's a pretty profound observation.
Very profound, yes. All right, so Joe's here, Victoria's here, Jennifer is here. We're at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for the week of March 26th to the 30th. I'm always happy to remind Jennifer, we've come to the end of the road, Jennifer. We've come to the end of the month.
Gotta appreciate your life, Dougie. I feel like you're in a prison.
Hopefully, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's the end of the Final Four. Does anybody know, and this will change, this program is heard all through the weekend, so as far as the way, this has been very disruptive. These teams have not respected any of the things that have been predicted. It's been very unpredictable, has it not, for the whole season? Or as we get down to the end?
Well, I think Loyola for sure was the big shocker. I don't think anybody predicted that Loyola would be in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there
you go.
They've got Sister Jean on their side. That's right.
Right.
And the Lord.
Can Jesus be far behind?
That's right.
Especially on Easter weekend. Okay, so that's number 10. Well, actually, Sports Talk Radio stuff is always at number 10. Openers for Major League Baseball, all the teams played on Thursday.
Oh, we are so going to kick your butt this year. I'm looking so forward to this.
Totally.
To whom are you?
I am looking. But
doesn't matter.
I'm talking to you. Really, you know, that is also profound. I like
Jennifer
it.
And both Jennifer and Joe are in Los Angeles. So what is there about the L.A. teams that's going to kick everybody else's butt?
I'm not talking about L.A. Jennifer thinks I'm talking about the Dodgers.
About New York?
I'm talking about the Yankees. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, no, the Yankees suck. The Yankees are looking really good. They've got Giancarlo Stanton. They've got a lot going for them this year.
Are you kidding? Two home runs opening day.
But
are you kidding?
Don't you think
it's going to be bad, Doug? It's going to be bad.
The profound statement is we're going to kick your butts and we're going all the way. That's what the reason I say it doesn't matter the team, it's because every baseball fan has that sense of optimism on opening day.
But I know the Red Sox are going to win because they've got Tom Brady on their side.
Oh, please. Yep. The Red Sox are washed up.
Didn't they lose in their first game?
Excuse me. Who asked you?
Look, losing in your first game doesn't always matter, Kara.
Right. Yeah.
The Dodgers lost yesterday.
The Dodgers lost as well. So kiss them goodbye as well. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, this is something kind of out of the blue, and I'm going to defer to Joe and perhaps Jen. Well, everybody may know this. I'm not a Laura Ingraham fan, so I don't know what. But she's been at it with one of the students from Parkland High School. And why is that? I mean, I did see a post that suggested that she ought to grow up. She being Laura, but I'm not sure what else is going on. Who's on top of that?
I am.
Well,
I'll talk all about it.
Yeah. She apologized, right, because all the advertisers threatened
she did.
People.
Yeah, you know what? I ignored this on the Evil Thoughts podcast this week. That's why I'm glad you brought it up, because I looked into it. Initially, I thought, oh, wow, she's very acerbic, and I'm sort of on hog side, even though I don't like him. Then I looked at what he had said, and he was talking to TMZ. I think it's a battle of egos, first of all. I think he's out of control. He thinks he's 17, but he thinks he's 37 and has a big career going on. He was talking
to TMZ.
How do you know that?
Wait a minute.
Because of his comments.
Really?
Because of his comments to TMZ. Because of what he said to TMZ. That's why
In other words, he's like Ben Shapiro, who sounds like Ben Shapiro.
Right. He thinks he's right. Here's the thing. He was talking to TMZ, and he was saying, hey, you know, I didn't get into UCLA or the UC system in California, and it's a bummer. And, he had a pretty good GPA, too. He had a 4.1 or a 4.2. But then he went on to say, he was complaining about it, saying, look, we, you know, there's a lot of people applying to colleges and stuff, but some of us, basically what he was saying, are important people and we're somebody and these colleges ought to be accepting us. And if you don't accept us, we're changing the world anyway, because I'm David Hogg. And there's where I read that and I went, okay, you think you're somebody and you're, you know, you're sort of somebody, but don't be talking like that at 17 like you're some big shot. So she went after him. Then he turned around and went after her advertisers. So I give him, I gave him some credit, but now I'm 60-40. I give her 60, I give him 40, because his ego is way out of control. Hers is too, but he's right. Even more out of
okay.
control.
Okay, so here's the catty part of this, and the ladies can all chime in on this. There's a thing that goes on in my read. I'm a little too inside, perhaps, because I've been an insider for a long time, and I know all of these people, and maybe I should keep this to myself. But I see a sort of a triple play here in egos, not only of Laura Ingraham, but Dana Loesch and Ann Coulter, and who is the female on top of the heap when it comes to comments and being more conservative or more pro-NRA or whatever it is. Am I right, wrong,
no,
am I stretching?
No, you're a jerk. You are
Thank
such
you.
A jerk. This actually infuriates me that you, my friend, the guy that I love like family, would actually suggest this. I don't hear you saying that about Rush Limbaugh
I didn't
or
say
Sean
that.
Hannity.
I'm just saying that I think that
sexist,
to them.
Misogynist.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to a woman, you know, women are doing the same thing that men are trying to do or men are doing in talk radio. And when they do it, they get called out as egomaniacs. Of course they're egomaniacs. So are the men in talk radio. It's breaking news. People that want to go into the entertainment business and have found some level of notoriety are going to be egomaniacs, but I don't think that's special to
you
them.
You think I'm an egomaniac?
Women. Totally. Okay.
Bobby, name a president who hasn't been. Name a successful president who hasn't been an egomaniac.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait just a minute. So Don Imus finished his career this past week, and he said he was he was the best talk show host that ever existed, better than anybody else, and he really believed it. So maybe it's something in the water or the air that we breathe.
It's not a bad thing. You don't want to go on the radio and sound like you don't think that you're the greatest singer, that you don't think that your point of view is the greatest. You have to believe in yourself to sell it. So I can't fault him for that, but I do think it's kind of a funny statement.
What was it, Victoria, the listener said about you this week? That is there anything that doesn't offend her?
Yeah, and I said I was offended by that question.
So, do we, as a congregant here, or a congregation, we are congregants in a congregation, do we all have to have big egos in order to exist here? Does Jennifer have a large ego? Does Victoria have a large ego?
I don't think that we do, actually. I don't think so.
I think you have to have a healthy ego, but I don't know whether that means large. But
right,
I mean,
you don't
have
to be a jerk.
Ego.
Yeah.
And you
and
think
I
I'm
think actually,
jug?
No, and I don't think you're a jerk, and you know that.
You,
I love you.
I know,
you.
Yes.
I like
I
to have
that.
Fun with you.
Right. I like the way they put it, Doug. You know, Doug, you don't have to be a jerk. That's okay.
Well,
yeah,
I think
you.
There's a difference between a healthy ego and an overinflated ego. Now, some of these people do have overinflated egos. And
well, thus the comment about Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Dana Loesch.
No, but I'm saying David Hogg is more
well,
Hogg
too.
Than everybody.
And I'm just reading into him. I don't pay much. I haven't paid much attention to all these the kids, frankly. I just have put it off because the whole thing, the back and forth, and the reality. This it actually, I don't know if shock is the right word for it, but there's something about this that I have found very disturbing, how the kids were put into a position. Yeah, I suppose.
The kids were put into a position, but some are capitalizing on it. In fact, some of them are considering skipping college because they think that they want to ride the level of fame that they found in front of the TV cameras. I would say this.
Is Hogg one of them?
Well, I think Hogg and Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
Yes, but I think between the two of them, what good is coming out of this? What good is calling for a boycott of her, and what good on her side is calling him out? How does this help the issue
distorted.
At hand?
It's not right. It doesn't fix
anything. It's just a distraction. Yeah. And he's using that, and she's using it, of course, to boost. Both of them are using it together to boost their celebrity. Laura Ingraham was trending all day on Twitter yesterday.
On the left and the right have used this. The names that some people have called and referenced these kids at the school. And then that's on the right, some of the horrible things that have been in social media about some of these kids. And then the turning it around, the kids sort of have come out of this in a predictably liberal sort of way. At least that's what I read between the lines. I don't think there's anything, you're right, that's being accomplished by all of this. So anyway, that's number 9 on our countdown. We're going to work our way toward number 1 over the next 40 minutes or so and see what we can come up with comments from Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, 17 after the hour. If you're in the hiring mode, this is both a mode and a mood. If you need somebody really good, like now Jennifer has just called me a jerk, I guess I should be looking for someone to replace her. I wonder if I can find that person on ZipRecruiter.com. I'll have to look into that. Posting, of course, I'm not going to do that. Only teasing. But listen, sometimes there are people that work for you that you don't like, and they don't do a good job, so you got to fire them. And then you have to find good people to replace those that didn't cut it. And so not to make mistakes, it's tough to hire. It really is to know in an interview or just looking over a resume or getting a vibe from somebody over a short period of time how this person is going to fit into your company. Well, ZipRecruiter has smart matching technology, and boy, does this stuff work. It will not only take the strengths of the things that are posted on the job boards by you, you're the one who has to put yourself out there with your resume, post it on a job board, and then ZipRecruiter's technology will find you and your resume, and they'll submit that information to somebody who's looking for someone just like you. That's how the smart matching technology works. Unlike any other company that does this, it's so quick, it's easy. They give you a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post to help you identify the most qualified candidates. You don't have to waste a lot of time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free the first time around. Yep, free. ZipRecruiter free. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
It's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring. And save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Of the Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Top
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the News Talk Radio Review, our radio review of the egomaniacs of the week, including Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, and all the news of talk radio from this past week is all at talkers.com. The discussion of what's going on in school could be amended by the story of the ex-high school teacher who left school to have a baby with a teenage student of hers. She's 37, he's 17. What a wonderful world we... Isn't that
gross.
Are you offended by that? You are.
Yes.
I am offended by that.
Yeah. You know, number eight. Well, go ahead, Joe. You want to have... when you were in school? Go ahead, say that.
Well, that's, no, you know what? I always think that when I hear people say that, there's always the guy that says, where was she when I was in school? But then again, you know, as a dad, I go, to me, I'd still be mad at the teacher because that's not your right, that's my kid. Mm-hmm. And you must die, okay? Do you understand it? That's what I would say.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Next.
You're so welcome.
Number eight. This is something for Jennifer, who had to leave us. California and the Sanctuary Cities issue, but you're in Los Angeles. I don't happen to be, as we broadcast this week, I'm on the East Coast, but you're there, and I'm sure that you have something to say, Joe, about all of this. The Sanctuary City, Orange County, seems to be in a collective. We're not doing this. And more of these cities around the state are saying, what the hell are you guys doing up in Sacramento? And that's a good question. So what's your read on it?
Oh, you're talking to me.
I am. You're Joe.
I think you're the only Joe here.
Oh, I thought you were asking Jennifer. I'm all for it. I like the fact that they're pushing back. And this is weird that it's actually in California that anybody would do this. And it's kind of quaint that you would even think that about Orange County, because back in the day, you would expect that in Orange County. And today, you know, so many things have changed in Orange County, California, that it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. There's actually a resistance and a heartbeat. It's kind of neat to see that. Things have changed in California over the years. So I love it, and I hope that the lawsuits go forward.
I can't imagine.
My big thing is...
Well, I,
I cannot imagine the people think, anybody who's right-headed thinks that having sanctuary cities. Victoria, you have an approach that is a little left of center. Joe's a little right of center. But you, when we've had any number of conversations about this, say you think it's crazy. I don't understand.
I do. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't either.
I don't understand it. I understand not just kicking every immigrant out of the country. Of course, I'm not for that. I think the wall is stupid, and it's a waste of money. But beyond that, though, the sanctuary city thing. I really don't understand what that argument is. Like, how do you make the argument in favor of it?
I'm on your side, but I at least I can articulate the argument. And they were even saying the same thing this week. There was a similar story that was out about the United States Census, and they want to ask people on the census, are you a United States citizen?
Using
the people that hate it use the same argument. You don't want to freak people out. In other words, I don't want to ask you if you're a citizen because then you won't fill out the paperwork, and we need the paperwork. It's the same thing in sanctuary cities. We're not gonna bust you if you're an illegal immigrant because then you won't call 911 and. If there's a problem, you'll think the cops are going to deport you, so you won't even call the police, and we need you to call the police. I think this is a stupid attitude, and that's the thinking, though, that people...
But who thinks like... What kind of person... Actually,
Libby Schaff thinks that
this makes sense.
Yeah, but lefties in California think it makes sense. Are you kidding me, Doug? This is their argument. They've been using it for years. I hate it. I'm with you. I think it's stupid.
I don't get it. I don't know who they're serving.
I mean,
that's my point, Joe. That's what I'm with you on.
Right, exactly.
I don't get that. I don't really understand who. It's very frustrating. I just don't fully get it. I really don't.
Crazy. All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy from Los Angeles, Victoria Keevan from New York. Kara Shulman is in Washington, and we are here to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We've gone from number 10, which is Sports Talk Radio Focus, the Parkland thing at number 9, number 8, Sanctuary Cities. Number 7, it's very interesting to see this. It isn't often that a television program becomes the subject of this much focus. But because 19 million people this past week watched the reboot of Roseanne, that has become a large topic. And I saw something in one of the trades yesterday, I think it was the NAB Daily that I look at, National Association of Broadcasters, that attributed the strength or the desire of people to see Roseanne because there are a lot of folks who are right of center, who want, she's a Trump supporter and unabashed, and there are a lot of jokes about that in the show, apparently. But it was so strong that ABC, where is that show?
ABC.
Is going to run it again on Sunday night. So the reality is that they say, the NAB review said, or the reviewer said, that this seems to prove, or at least the thinking is, that there are people who want to watch a show on TV, a comedy, that isn't aimed at the left. And that's why there's this much support. Anybody agree, disagree with that? Did you watch the show? Who thought what of the show?
I never liked Roseanne's show. I just never liked the show when it was on the first time, so I didn't bother. But I do think that, I have to call out the hypocrisy here. Now that there's a pro-Trump sitcom, it's okay. But when Will and Grace came out and literally made, like, a few jokes about losing the election, it was, everybody on the right was up in arms and boycotting Will and Grace.
What'd you expect?
It was this whole, but now it's being celebrated because there's a pro-Trump show.
Yeah, of course. That's the way
they think. I understand this completely. I'm not offended by it. I think
I do too.
That it
but
makes
why, what do you mean,
nothing
why do you,
but sense.
But I, right, it, but what I'm saying is why was it not okay for Will and Grace to make political jokes, but it is okay for Roseanne?
Victoria.
Well, I mean, among us girls, there
is so much hypocrisy on both sides, it's laughable. People take it's like... the woman. We're talking about what offends you. I'm offended. You're offended. Everybody's. If McFadden were here, he'd say, everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. And that's true. And it's fostered by the attitude of the politicians and the people that work in Washington, and it just spreads. So that nobody has any time, any place, any interest in something that doesn't agree with their philosophy. I have no interest in watching Roseanne. I never liked her either. But I do like John Goodman. And I happen
I
to
like
think
him, yeah.
that it's a very interesting play that they could bring back something after all these years, put every single member of the cast back in play, and have this kind of support for it. Is it or isn't it a thing about Trump? I don't know. But
I do.
You think, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I mean, I watched the show, and I'm like you guys. I never really liked it the first time, and this time I was like, whatever, you know. And then I watched the show. I think it's interesting because it brings up issues, and I think it does pro and con very well. I think it actually gives voice to the Trump side, which is what amazes me, because the character that plays Jackie, Roseanne's sister on the show, is totally lefty, and she's got one of those pink hats on and the Nasty Woman T-shirt and all of that. And it's all, I think, pretty equal. What I thought was interesting is listening to the co-executive producer, Bruce Rasmussen, who was talking about the genesis of the show, and he was talking about a writer, Dave Kaplan, and he said, we were two of the people that had at least understood that there are people who voted for, you know, evil Trump, who aren't misogynist and racist, and who felt betrayed by other administrations. So the light bulb had gone off in their heads. They're shocked that there is actually real people that support evil Trump, and they're going to try to capitalize on it. And again, I just want to wrap up this little wrap by saying I thought it was balanced on the show. You know, there'd be sort of a right-wingy kind of comment that Roseanne would voice, and then the sister would do the left-wingy thing, and then John Goodman would do the dad thing with the thing and the this and all of that, because one of the kids on the show wears a skirt and all of that, and so that's an issue. I thought it was very interesting
wearing
in the light that you
issue?
Were talking about.
Their son is
yeah,
on the show,
like,
right?
Well, they don't know whether he's gay or not, but he likes to dress like a woman, and he's like 10, you know, and he has nail polish on. And then John Goodman's character will go, the kid will say to his grandfather, John Goodman, he'll go, wow, that's nice nail polish, Dad. And he'll go, that's drywall dust or something, you know. So he's being the man kind of, he's voicing that,
right.
And the kid is, you know, being himself, whatever that is. And so I think you get the liberal position and the conservative position equally voiced. But what is interesting to me is that there is a right-wing voice. I mean, that to me is amazing, and that they figured it out in Hollywood.
Oh, like, come on. Oh, there's plenty of right-wing voices everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
on sitcoms? On sitcoms?
No, you're right
sitcoms,
about that.
But there's plenty of... Not on sitcoms, no. You're right. Will and Grace. I watched the first Will and Grace because I quite liked Deborah Messing, but I didn't like the show. I thought it was way too political. I don't want to...
That was only the first episode,
I know
though.
It was, but I don't want to watch that crap. I want to... That's the trouble with
you know
most
what? I think
comedies.
What?
They're not funny. There was nothing about that. Let's have some good old-fashioned fun, like somebody throw a dead chicken around the studio or something. I mean,
well, how about this for the difference? I don't watch Will and Grace, so I may be wrong on this. You might want to correct me on this. What I don't want is the preachy stuff, right? When you're preaching to me and you're being sanctimonious about on Roseanne, and again, I wasn't that big of a fan the first time around. But that it's equally voiced, and it doesn't sound preachy. It's just people kind of fighting because they love each other and his family.
Obnoxious, whatever. But there's stuff there that is, it is interesting. I just find it very interesting to listen to the conversation between the two of you, but also to some of my other brethren having this conversation. Some of these people, and I won't name names, are so pious. They just look at one side. They're so blind to the other side. And you're not one of those, Joe. Victoria isn't, although sometimes people think that she is. She's
offended a lot, though. We know that.
Well, yeah, she's offended. But that's
which is actually funny because I'm really not, but that, I think that is funny.
But you see, that's it. That's part of the whole... Thank you for making the point, Victoria. People think they know you by listening to... a certain conversation on the air. I can't tell you how many times over the decades I've been on the air that people have heard me say one thing and they were offended by it. I know I got yanked off of a radio station in North Carolina about 10 years ago for telling a story that appeared in a magazine about Jesus and prostitutes. And because I even brought it up and gave credit to the source, the fellow at the radio station got 25 calls from listeners, and he told my people, "We're taking the show off. I don't want to get any calls." That shows you how stupid he was, because best thing about having people call the station, hello, that means they're listening. Duh. And yet, he didn't want to have any controversy, so that was the end of that. I got a little secret for you, sir. If you don't want controversy, don't have a talk radio station. That's
some good advice.
Put on music of your life if you don't want to get any phone calls.
No, I'm offended by that. So
I know you are. And
but I do think, just to wrap up the quick Roseanne thing, I think one of the appeals, it'll be interesting to see how the ratings go moving forward. I think there was so much intrigue. She and John Goodman were on Jimmy Kimmel. That drummed up a lot of publicity for it as well. So I think it'll be interesting to see it going forward. But one of the major appeals of the show is, and it just coincides with where Trump won heavily in red states. Those were the states that also had the highest viewership of Roseanne.
That makes the point
said. Yeah, it's all tied in. But I think it's not just Trump. I think that you also don't have a blue-collar show. And there really isn't. We don't have Home Improvement anymore. That was a show that was on when Roseanne was on the first time.
Yeah.
That's gone. So
another
there really
right-wing
isn't,
star.
Right. And so, but there's really nothing else. I'm a New Yorker. I love, and I have a lot of gay friends. So Will and Grace appeals to me on every level. That does not appeal to anybody in the middle of the country. I get that. So, you know Roseanne has that blue collar, it has that appeal where people see their own lives.
Right.
That
is to show how divided the country is, Joe.
Add one thing that I think that if you, she has a shot here of becoming sort of the new Norman Lear. I was thinking about what show does this kind of remind me of, and I'm thinking about All of the Family. Right, back in the 70s.
That's interesting.
But and Norman Lear is a notorious, I would assume, Hollywood liberal, but he puts the show on because they were voicing these issues that were important to the country.
He put the show on because it was well-written and funny. And did speak to a lot. He's very liberal, but yet many of the shows that he did took that point of view because there's humor in both sides, or at least there used to be. There isn't anymore because people are so obsessed with being right. And I don't mean right of center. You're wrong. And it's becoming intolerable almost. All right, 44 past the hour. Here's something that's good. Well, I don't know if this is good or not. Joe, when's the last time you Googled yourself?
Oh, I'm afraid to. I'm afraid I'm going to find out.
All right. Well, there you go. Jennifer, I was thinking Victoria. When's the last time you Googled yourself?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't do that.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of, and we do it in this business because you want to make sure, I don't know, if you even make sure that there is.
If I owned a business, I'll clarify. Yeah. If I owned a business, I would absolutely be Googling my business probably every day or at least a few times a week.
Yeah,
because that's important to know what people are saying about your company, your customer service, things like that. That's very important.
All right, so thank you for bringing us around to that, because what I want to relate here in the next 60 seconds is how, as Victoria suggested, you not be a victim of things that are not true. People will say about your business, sometimes about you, things that are not true just because, and this is the era of it, look at all the stuff we're talking about here, things that are said on social media that are just not true. And if you've got a business, you don't want that stuff online. It's not good for business. So my suggestion is you check out Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender, the leader in making the web safe and better and clean. Make that call to Reputation Defender for their Executive Privacy Special. 844-432-4882. Packages designed just for you. There is, if you tell them, use the code DJV, and you'll get a package that will be even less expensive than what others. You can call 844-432-4882 to explore it for you and your business, Reputation Defender. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, the stories and the people. Let's go through the stories right now. A lot of sports talk radio at number 10 with the Final Four and the opening of the baseball season, that sort of thing. At number 9, Laura Ingraham in her feud with the student at Parkland High School. Number 8, the discussion of California sanctuary cities, what to do or not to do. Roseanne and the reboot of her show. Number 7, the shooting protests in Sacramento. At number 6, Kim Jong-un visits China. That's number 5. Number 4, Justice John Paul Stevens and his editorial, his op-ed piece about the Second Amendment. Number 3, the Trump approval rating. Number 2, Stormy Daniels and the litigation against the president and the Russia investigation is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And, while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hurst, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
Doug Steffen here with a review of The People, the official list from Talkers Magazine of the people who seem to be in the focal point of the swirling conversations about the issues. Stephen Clark at number 10, David Hogg and Laura Ingraham are at number 9, Roseanne at number 8. She's one of those people you don't have to, it's like Oprah or some of the other people that you, one name and that's it. Everybody knows who Shaquille is, right? So when you say Roseanne, we know we're talking about Roseanne Barr. Number 7, Kim. Maybe we don't have to say anything more about him. He and the leader of China, Xi Jinping, met this past week, so that's why they're on the list at number 7. John Paul Stevens in the number 6 position. Paul Ryan is 5. Stormy Daniels is 4. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Robert Mueller is 2. And as you might expect again this week, for the umpteenth week in a row, person most discussed on talk radio is Donald Trump. And that's the list. All right, last couple of minutes here, we focus, as usual, we kind of roll all the Trump stuff together on the countdown. The approval ratings for Trump appear to be up this week. Stormy Daniels is helping to bring him down, so to speak. Yeah, right. And then the Russia investigation with Trump and all of this. Ay, ay, ay. So what new observations, Joe, do you have about all of this? 30 seconds.
Well, I think the Stormy Daniels thing, I think at some point they're going to overplay their hand.
I kind of feel like I know what Joe is saying, and I think he's right. The Stormy Daniels thing, this is only just making Trump supporters feel even more strongly in their support of him. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's really going to come of this. Trump's not going to go to jail because he had sex with a porn star, you know?
No. And he's not going to go to jail because of the Russia investigation either. I think that's going to go down.
Son-in-law might, but...
Well, maybe somebody in... Yeah. Not going to go to jail, but there are consequences because there's something going on with somebody there. But they're not going to hang Trump on this. As much as they're trying to hang him, he will not get hung on this.
No, I don't think so.
And so those people who are trying to turn this into... the way to make a Democratic landslide happen in the fall elections, I think, need to come up with a better way of doing it because this isn't going to get him. He's not Teflon, but I think that there's other stuff going on that's more important than this. 10 minutes for the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in the world of technology. Stories that have captured people's attention this week. And the reporter on duty is Victoria Keelan, who has gone through all of the info that's been presented this week. Come up with the top five, starting with Craigslist and what they're doing with their personal section.
Yes, Craigslist announced that it will no longer operate the infamous part of their website called Personal Encounters. And the move comes just after the Senate approved of a bipartisan legislation called Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. And the legislation, which is now waiting for President Trump's signature, would actually create an exception to what was a 1996 Communications Decency Act. And so essentially, they're holding websites responsible for aiding any type of sex trafficking operations. And so Craigslist has had there's no regulations for it. The Craigslist lets anybody post whatever they want, and so now they've had to take this section out because they could be sued for, if anybody wants to go after them, they could be held responsible. So that's why there's no longer seeing you on the subway or wherever, you know, there's for every city, Craigslist has these random encounters, basically just people wanting to hook up. So not going to happen anymore. You'll have to find some other way to do that.
What a charming thought.
Yeah.
Number four this week, YouTube is cracking down.
YouTube is cracking down on gun videos. They announced restrictions on gun content. And so if there are any videos pertaining to individual gun sales or the manufacturing of firearms and ammunition, those videos are no longer allowed on YouTube. This is essentially, obviously this is related to the Parkland shooting, but this is really more about advertising. And advertisers they're really pulling their weight, and they're just saying that if this kind of content is going to be allowed on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, that they're not interested in advertising there. So that's what YouTube is really responding to.
All right. Number three, Apple is extending a helping hand.
Yes, Apple is trying to take the classroom back from Google. Google and their Chromebooks have really been kind of the cornering the market for classrooms. And so now Apple released a faster iPad that's a cheaper model, but it also has the Apple Pencil, which allows kids to draw art projects. It's actually, the technology of it is really, really cool. Some of the animation and things that you can do with these new iPads is really amazing. And so Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, he took a panel of Apple workers to a tech high school in Chicago to test it out with the kids, and everybody really loved it. The new model will cost $299 for schools. You can buy that same model for $329 if you're a regular consumer, and they've lowered the price of the pencil as well. It's $99 now as opposed to $110. So that's they've also upped the storage capacity so kids can store bigger art projects.
Hmm. All right, getting to number two, focus on another big company, Google.
Google Maps, which is the most popular mapping app in the world, Google Maps they've made a lot of progress with a lot of different things, but there's a really big contingent of the population that has been left out of Google Maps, and that's the wheelchair accessible people. And so now, which is actually millions of people, and so now they've actually said, okay, we're going to revamp Google Maps, and now when you look at public transportation navigation options, it will include a wheelchair accessible feature. So you can filter that out if you need to ride the bus, the train, subway options, any other place that you would be traveling that would have a physical limitation for someone who is wheelchair bound. And so right now they've launched it in six major cities, London, New York, Tokyo, Mexico City, Boston, and Sydney, and they're going to start rolling out into suburbs and any other areas that have a heavy public transportation presence. And this also applies to moms. This is going to be great for moms as well, because if you're pushing a stroller, you can't navigate the way a regular person without a stroller can, and so you can also or if you're on crutches like Kara was, you can also use that new feature, and it will help you get around better.
All right, number one tech story of the week is a focus on Facebook.
This is the story that just, it won't go away. And the number one story really is how many people are deleting their Facebook pages and deleting their data. The most shocking thing, people are downloading the archive to see exactly what Facebook has saved of their data. Mm. And people are just outraged. They're finding not only their own text message transcripts, they're finding phone numbers from people who don't even have Facebook that are in their phone. It's really scary.
They really shot themselves in the foot this time.
They really did. It's scary.
Yeah. A lot of people, both my children are off Facebook under the circumstances. I can understand why. A lot of you have probably dropped out as well. That's it. The overview of the top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.